Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I'm your hostess, Mistress Mia, and you know my bestie, my sidekick, Master John Lord Ballard Johnny Hotcakes.
Yay, me!
Woo! Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put some bass in my voice today.
It's all about the bass, John.
All about that bass.
So, yeah. John.
Wow, we are on it tonight, aren't we?
Oof. John.
Yes?
You know, last night we were looking at our Spotify and our ratings, and we were like, holy shit, what the fuck just happened?
Right, our ratings jumped, and I'm like, we got to figure out what happened.
They jumped.
Jumped a lot.
You motherfuckers are listening to us. We don't know why.
We did something right. We need to know what it was. So you went online.
I went online.
Looking for comments on our website. Our podcast.
Yeah, I looked at and I found this review. I found a lot of reviews, but this one specifically stuck out.
I'm just going to say before you tell them what it is.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning to – you sent it to me. I woke up this morning. I'm doing my morning constitutional.
John was shitting.
Taking a shit. Not on anybody. I kept it to myself. I about fell off the fucking toilet when I saw this. Right? You sent it to me last night trying to get a reaction.
Yeah.
Like, nothing.
I was like, what?
You're not going to say anything? And I woke up and was like,
bitch fucking fell asleep on me.
And I clicked on the link. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was, fuckity fuck, right?
Tell them what it is.
All right.
Tell our listeners.
Okay, so Switch21, thank you so much. He gave us 5 stars and he said, where have you been all my life? Provocative, exotic, and spine tingling. Strap in and hold on tight. Mistress Mia's turns up the heat and takes your mind for a wild ride. Anything and everything you wanted to know about BDSM, you will find the answers here. Master John and Mistress Mia will teach you how to be good little slaves. It's like listening to your friends. They're really down to earth and extremely knowledgeable. A great podcast. I highly recommend this. You won't be disappointed.
Okay, I'm just going to say, I don't know who wrote that, but listening to it again kind of made my dick a little bit hard.
Right?
I might be dripping right now.
Get off the fucking couch, John. Okay. You got your big girl panties on tonight.
No, I'm bare-assing it right here on your couch.
Oh, God.
Hope I don't fart.
Okay.
Or maybe I will.
So I saw that review. I saw that review and I was like, okay, well, we've hit, 300,000, and I was like, holy shit. And then I see on FeedSpot, it said that the 30 best BDSM podcasts for 2024 thus far, we are number one.
Number fucking one.
Number fucking one.
Based on number of listens.
Yes.
What subscribers?
Yeah, it said the best BDSM podcast from thousands of podcasts on the web and ranked by traffic, social media followers, and freshness.
Oh, we're definitely fresh.
Yeah.
I get fresh all the time. Sometimes when I'm doing my morning constitutional, I still get fresh with myself.
So, Jesus.
Just being honest.
Again,
people want honesty.
You guys are so great listening
to him. We have so many male listeners. They know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we all really do. We have 80% of male listeners.
And
it's crazy.
I guarantee you, every one of them has jacked their dick at least once after taking a shit. They're already on the toilet. The pants are already down. They did it.
I've done it. Okay, look. If they want to jack off to my voice while I'm reading the stories that I read, they can do it. If they're jacking to your voice.
Listen, they're men. They could hear a bird chirping outside and jack the dick.
They're champs. Wow.
I just need girls to play with themselves more often and let me watch.
Is that what we need?
That's what we need. I need videos and pictures of the ladies out there. Play with your pussy and send it to me.
Wow.
We need a call to action. We need to get them to participate. That's my action. I need pussy pictures.
Okay.
Tits are bonus.
Jesus. All right. So John is a nut, as we know this. Yes. All right. And so for that we are extremely grateful. And, I posted this on FetLife, and everyone who listens to us, that are on FetLife, they had just nothing but kind words to say to us. And so,
yeah, you posted it this morning.
Yeah.
And there was, before I even saw it, there was already a ton of people liking it. And people we know that I wouldn't expect, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it was nice to see.
Absolutely.
You know, the local community, they stood behind us.
You know, yeah. And it's nice. I mean, it's just nice. It's just such a great thing. So, anywho, let's just jump into our story tonight.
Oh, I want to jump in.
I know you do. Because when I sent this to you and I was like, ooh, John, you're going to like this.
I did like it.
John's a big old whore. He likes fisting.
Yeah. Well, I like fisting someone else.
Of course you do.
I mean, maybe I'm not going to say I don't like being fisted, but.
But only by little petite hands.
Yes. I don't know. I have not tried it, but after reading this, I might. I've read some of the comments. Sounds awesome.
So if you all want to go back and read some of this after you listen to John and I on our ridiculous commentary, healthline.com put out an article, and it's called A Beginner's Guide to Vaginal Fisting, and it has some really great ideas for vaginal fisting.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, John, does one finger feel good or does all those fingers feel good?
Okay, when I read that, you know what I thought?
You thought about fisting your girl.
Well,
women. Yeah,
yes. One finger feels good. Usually if you get two in there, you get a little bit deeper and it feels great. Three is, they're going nuts. But that, I'm thinking to myself, if one girl sucking my dick feels good, what about five? Five fingers? I can have five girls sucking my dick.
Yeah.
You know?
How about, you know, women just sucking on your fingers?
Oh, my God.
I know, you put right?
Your fingers all the way down the throat and watch them gag, and they just look up at you and smile. I'm like, shit. Fuck you. You don't know what you're asking for right now, smiling at me like that.
Okay, we're going to get into a little story. We're going to go over this way for a minute. So, I got this really hot email from this sexy fucking ass Latina. And she
you said Latina.
Latina.
She. Oh, I want to hear this.
Oh, yeah. You know, I fucking love Latina women. Love them.
We like brown colored skin girls.
We do. We do. Darker the berry, sweeter the juice. Right. Fuck yeah, all day long.
You know, a lot of people go to tanning beds to be brown and tan.
Fuck yeah.
They're born that way.
Absolutely.
It's fucking awesome.
So. So. I saw our black butterfly that we interviewed, Tammy,
Yeah, the hedonist.
The hedonist. The one that, she, yeah.
I got on her nerves a little.
Yeah, John's like, ooh, yeah, I want to see that chocolate milk. And she's like, excuse me?
I want to get some of that chocolate milk.
Anyway,
she never posted. Came back.
She did not come
not
back.
Not to any of the parties, nothing.
No. And she's like, well, she has been working on her master's. So,
she's smart, too.
She is. She's smart and gorgeous.
I bet if I drink her chocolate milk, I'll get smarter, too.
I bet you. Okay, well.
I mean, I'll be dumb for a minute.
I don't know how much smarter you want to get. But anyway, Tammy posted today that she's going to break out the tripod and do some dirty shit to her. And I was like, ooh, girl, you have everybody drooling.
We got some stuff she can do.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, Hot Latina, she wrote me on Fet, never really introduced herself, was more or less like, you know, I'm a sub, blah, 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 and never really even told me her name. But I see all these pictures, and her first intro email to me on Fet was, hey, look at my second picture. Tell me if you like that position I'm in. And
why have you not shown me these pictures?
Well, you've been busy today.
Okay, well, after
but
this,
I'm going to show them to you.
Yeah.
So she's bent over. She's got a hot ass, and of course, you know, in this picture it shows where she's been spanked, and so immediately I'm thinking shwing, you know, and I'm like, we're going through New York, you know, I'm going through New York and on October. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to check out, I'm going to see Tony, going to have some coffee or lunch with Tony.
How crazy is that going to be?
Fuck yeah. And then I'm going to go fuck some hot Latina at a nice hotel.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to tie up my Gimp boy and let him watch.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I know you're so jelly.
Wow. What I was going to say was, See? Tony gets to meet you.
Yes.
You too can write in to this podcast and meet Mistress Mia. Mm-hmm. But you blew me away when you're like, I'm going to go fuck this Latina. I'm like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be tied up, but I want, well, I don't want
to watch. You want to ride to Vermont with us?
No, I don't want to watch.
You don't want, no,
when
no.
you get done fucking, I'll fuck her though.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'll leave the
room. Hey, Tony, we're both coming to meet you.
But she's you like,
you know what? Tony needs to be a good sub. We'll do some shit to him.
I sent her a picture of my sexy husband in latex in the vac bed. Yeah. And she's like, ooh, can we do a threesome? And I'm like, bitch, on your profile says lesbian. And I said, look, I don't let him touch other women. I don't let him touch other people. I said, but you can touch
him. He's lucky if he touches himself.
I know. I don't let him masturbate. I don't let him do anything.
Fuck.
I don't make that. Yeah. I make that little motherfucker sit on the toilet seat. I beat
off 3 times a day.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. He likes to torture himself. I know this.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
We're all serious about it.
So hot Latina lesbian is in New York. So I will be fucking her in October. I'll let you all know how that goes. You know what? Just saying.
Yeah. In all honesty, I am really fucking happy for you right now.
Thank you, John. Yeah. Thank you. Job. Yeah. Because, you know, I wanted to fuck this hot black chick in Amsterdam, but I'm like, I'm Mistress Mia. I really don't have to pay for, you know, fucking some beautiful woman.
You're in Amsterdam. You, like, experience the country, the culture.
Right.
Pay for that shit. You go to the red light district, get red light.
Next time, all when right. I have my besties with me.
Okay.
I'm going to get you in drag lane and hopefully the Griswolds.
Oh, yeah. They love hookers.
Yeah, and I'd love Frey and Rob. Fuck yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
My God.
Like 8 of us?
We'll do a podcast trip to Europe.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
The European tour.
We'll all go on adventures and then come back and tell our stories.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get back to fisting.
You know, I've done this before, but I was fumbling around. I was excited about this because I need to learn how to do this better.
Yes.
So let's talk about it.
Okay.
So what finger is fucking. Fisting? Okay, finger fucking.
Yeah, finger fucking is one thing, but fisting is considered only if the whole hand is inside.
Would it be? What about vaginal punching?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. It's okay. I'm opening my water, John.
She's opening up. I'm looking at her like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's my sparkling water.
Make a noise. Be quiet. Fist fucking, vaginal fisting is basically extreme fingering. You're right. It is. Okay. And it feels fantastic. Really, really, really fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you would love a pussy for one day. If you could put your dick and turn it into a pussy, magic wand, David Copperfield, that shit. And have a vagina.
And play you with
would,
myself?
Yes. You would fucking day. Love that.
I know. All day long, I would love you? To come multiple times.
Yeah. It's be fucking great. Amazing.
I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
Yes.
See, I was being facetious this time.
Yes, you were. Fuck you, John. I'm going to fuck that Latina. I'll make a video for you, you know.
So ahead. It says, what is vaginal fisting?
Yes.
It's the act of vaginally penetrating someone with your entire hand.
Okay.
And even though we called it vaginal punching, it says your hand does not look like it's punching something when it's going inside the vagina. All the fingers are straight and grouped together as tightly as possible.
Okay. Well,
that's not always true because that, once I got my four fingers in there, you know, and played around for a little bit, I made a fist.
You made a fist. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And let me tell you. But I couldn't
get it all the way in because, well, one theory I had was she's never had kids. So her hips haven't spread out. Like when someone gets childbirth, their hips spread out. They don't always go all the way back in.
Back in? Okay.
Because it was hitting the bone.
Yeah.
She's little.
Yeah.
My fist is huge.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
Like if her hand, she could fit her hand in there.
Yeah. No problem. Sure.
My hand's twice as big as her hand.
Yeah. You should see John's look at this
big man, gorilla man hands.
You do. You have pretty hands though. You have nice looking hands. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead. You have nice skin, you know. Yeah, go for it.
So, they have a question. Do people really do this? Do they really do fisting?
Fuck yeah. Yeah. I watch his German porn.
Yeah.
All the time with this couple. German
porn's the best.
They do
some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I love it.
I know.
But this guy put his girlfriend on a dining room table, and she's sexy. She's adorable. I'll send you the link.
Great.
But he starts just fucking fist in her and punching the fuck out of her little cunt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she wants to cry. She's like, oh, you know, he's like, yeah, you do, 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 you know, and it's like, Jesus, you fucking German. Hold on there. I don't know
what you're saying, but it sounds aggressive. Let's do this. Yeah,
I know. It's great for the spank bang.
Oh, my God. Yeah, send me the video so I can
masturbate
four times today.
You'll like it. All right. Okay. So yes, people really do fisting, John.
So, but what is the point? Honestly.
What is the point? Well, you know, like most sexual acts, the point is pleasure. And so for many, the incredible sense of fullness is what feels amazing.
Right. There are a lot of women that like to be stretched. They like a thick, girthy cock.
Yeah. Because
it stretches them.
Yeah.
Some like the length.
Fuck yeah.
Some like the width.
And it's like, that's like men with wanting anal. It's the same concept. And
the more you can stretch it, the better they are.
That's it.
So, size queens, let's do this.
Ooh. Oh, ho, ho. Says for some, the experience feels spiritual.
Mm.
Fisting can be enjoyable for the fister, too.
Yeah.
John's the fister. I've been a fister, too.
It's
that
fun.
Sounds like a song. I'll be a fister, you be a fister too.
Show me your fist, I'll show you mine.
Fuck that pussy hole. Fuck that cunt. Okay.
So stupid. We've been
pussy
off the
hole.
Rails on this episode for, since the beginning.
We have. I swear we're not on drugs. Okay.
Well.
Some people are turned on by being in control, by making their partner feel good and being able to provide someone with that sensation of fullness.
See, and for me, that's absolutely true. My partner would ask me all the time, what do you get out of topping? I'm like, I like doing shit to you. I like making you come. Like, I like being the one that made you feel that way. It's a great feeling. It's not so much being in control. I mean, you are, and that feels good. You're doing this thing that nobody else can do for that person and watching the pleasure that they're getting from it.
And let's reiterate this. John, his girlfriend is fucking hot. Like, really fucking hot.
Oh, my God.
Like, she's petite with great big titties, and she's blonde, and she's perfect.
Yeah, to be honest.
Yeah.
She is the woman that I fantasized my whole life. That I, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I would never have.
Yeah.
And look now. I turn into a dragon. And look at the girls I'm.
I know.
Damn. And she lets me do kinky shit.
I know. It's like, amazing.
Really kinky shit. It's great. Like, fuck. You look like that. And you let me do shit that nobody else has. It's fucking awesome.
So.
But then she wants to do shit to me. And I'm like, oh.
So.
And then I let her.
This woman, Tanya, who is 33, says that at first it feels like fullness, like a sensual stretching, adding that her fisting is her favorite way to get off while bottoming.
Yeah.
She says, but as her body opens up, her partner starts rocking their hand. It feels more and more intense, like a version of a G-spot stimulation.
Yeah. A lot of times when we're fingering somebody, you'll curl your fingers up and you'll find the G-spot and you'll rub it. But if you have your whole fist in there, shit.
You can't miss it.
No, you can't. Natasha, 43, regularly fists and is fisted by her long-term girlfriend. Oh, good. Lesbians. Oh. We both get off on the power of being the fister and the submission of being the fistee. Personally, I think it's more intimate than strap-on play, scissoring, or face-sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that because it's a lot more intense. You have to have a lot more trust to let someone put their whole fist in there.
Yeah.
You know? But face-sitting is pretty intimate.
Very much so.
Yeah.
It's kind of in your face.
You know what? You know, okay, here's what you should do. You should combine them. Like, men do it all the time. They put their fingers inside and lick the pussy at the same time. Lick your pussy while you put the whole fucking fist in there. Get it up to your elbow, bitch. Oh, we're not talking about anal fisting. We'll get there.
So, trans guy, his name's Cooper. He's 24. He says, I'm a guy without a biological penis. I'm a trans guy who regularly fists his partners. He's like, so for me, vaginally fisting lets me really feel myself inside of someone.
Okay. That makes sense because he's a trans man. So
yeah.
Was a woman.
Yeah.
It's transitioned to a man. So she doesn't have a penis or not a functioning one. I mean, I guess they could, I don't know, they make a vagina, but I don't know how they make a penis. That's never really heard a lot about that, but
they take it. They use the labia and all that.
Yeah.
But is it function? Reconstruction.
Yeah.
Well, I think they probably use a penis pump. We'll have to educate ourselves.
Yeah, we'll do an episode about it.
Yeah, we will.
But having the ability to feel yourself inside someone. And, you know, I've thought about this a lot. A lot of times, the intimacy of sex is being inside of someone else. Like, your physical body is inside somebody else's physical body. That's, you know, I think about that sometimes.
Yeah.
Or, as a woman, maybe this person is inside of me. You know, there's a connection there beyond just the physical.
And that's interesting you say that because Cooper says being able to feel someone's body stretch to accommodate her girth is hot and validating.
His girth.
Yeah, his girth. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Makes him feel like a man. He's stretching absolutely. That pussy. He's stretching that bitch out.
Absolutely. So it gets into to how you really should take care of your hands in order to, you know, actually do this task.
Let's talk about how do we do this?
Yes.
So a manicure is a good idea.
Manicure, yes.
And ladies will tell you this, the worst feeling, I don't even have a vagina and I know.
Yeah.
If you have sharp nails.
Fuck yeah.
And they get stuck and scratched.
Yeah.
If I, you know,
put that tissue in there.
You know what? My asshole is sensitive and you're not doing that.
Yeah.
If you're not ready, don't get that shit around me.
Yeah. Imagine like a fingernail going across your eyeball. It's the same concept.
Wow.
It hurts like a motherfucker.
Ow.
Yeah.
Your eyeball, huh?
Oh, yeah. It hurts bad.
How did you pull that one out?
It burns.
Have you done that?
What?
Have you run a fingernail across your eyeball?
Yeah.
And your pussy?
Yes.
And they feel the same?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's scary.
It's true.
Oh, my fuck.
Yeah.
Stay away from my eyes.
For real.
Don't play with my eyeballs.
But they suggest even putting cotton balls inside the gloves. You know, if for someone who wants to wear gloves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, doing the
rubber gloves on.
Yeah.
So that they don't break through the rubber gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, if you're at a party or something and you're fisting someone that you just met.
Yeah.
Put on a fucking glove.
Put on fucking gloves.
Be safe. Yeah. Have fun, but 100%, be safe.
Yeah. And lube. Lube is so big. You know, so water-based. Yeah.
Yeah.
They also suggest using this other, it's called Satin by Sliquid.
Ooh.
I haven't tried that before.
I use, my partner and I really like the silicone base, but that's because she has a reaction to the water base.
Yeah.
But it's important. You know, we've been exploring, and putting lube on is great. But sometimes it's not getting in the right places and you have to put more. And listen to your partner. If they say more lube, use more fucking lube.
Yeah.
It just takes time.
Absolutely. You know?
As a newbie to pegging, I had to tell her 5 times, I need more lube. And she, you know, I don't know what she thought, but she would do it. And eventually, when there was enough lube in the right places, it was great. But until then, it hurt like hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen to your partner. Lots of lube. Start slow. Fuck that. We're going straight into my fist, bitch. So get into the mood, watch some porn, kiss, take a shower together. Whatever, do some foreplay, right? Don't just bend her over and fist her. That's a good idea.
I hear ya.
You're going to start with a couple fingers first and work your way up. 3 fingers, you know, you're going to stretch out a little bit before you really stretch out.
Mm-hmm.
Communication. Communication's key. Okay, now, it says maybe you want to start using your knuckles. Try rocking the hand back and forth using the knuckles to stimulate your partner's G-spot or A-spot. It says some of the ways you can do that is twisting the fist to stimulate vaginal opening.
Yeah.
Slight thrust or full fist thrusting. Simply leave the fist in while stimulating the clit.
I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right now you're just trying to get it open up because it's a muscle.
Yeah.
It'll loosen up, but you have to be patient. You don't want to go too fast because you'll cause damage. So give it time. Give yourself time. Give your partner some time.
add a sex toy, put the vibrator on the clit, sex wands, the fin finger vibrator, clitoral sucking vibrator. All your girlfriends have loved that. Women love that shit.
That one's good. But I'm just going to say, if you're not using sex toys during your sex anyway, get some sex toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
You know, when she's on top of you, riding you like a motherfucker, let her have that wand on there too. Let her squirt in your face. It's going to be great.
So, you know, you can also add a butt plug to ramp up the sensation of fullness even more. Just kind of like stretches it more.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of stretching tonight. I'm going to run a marathon. Let me stretch a little first.
Right?
Can't get my stretches in.
So, you know, after this person you have been fisting the shit out of, you know, there's always good aftercare. So,
Okay. So, let's talk about getting your hand back out first.
Oh.
We haven't got a hand out yet.
You have to take the hand out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Darn. Okay. All right.
It says...
You can't work them over like a puppet?
No. You can. I need my hand back. I don't give a fuck about them. I need my hand. Exiting the vagina should be done with as much care as entering was. The vagina is a muscle, so having the partner exhale as you slowly remove your hand can help relax the muscles enough that you can remove your hand without hurting them. And one of the articles we read said that it's more dangerous to take the hand out than it was to put it in. Because now you're up to your wrist, I'm guessing. It's clamped down on your wrist and it's stuck in there, right? You gotta get that bitch back out. It's like the sphincter. You put shit in your ass, it doesn't come back. You gotta go to the hospital.
Now, I saw a porn the other day and he had his arm up to his elbow.
Up his own asshole.
No. Up his girlfriend's asshole.
Oh, I've seen some porn where girls will stick their arm up to their elbow in their own ass.
No, this was more interesting because he was punching the inside of her stomach. And you could see his fist imprint.
I saw one time. I don't know if they put their foot in her ass or pussy. I think it was both eventually. But you could see the shape of their foot in their stomach. They would put it in and then curl it up and you could see their foot.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Crazy.
I've seen that. All right, so can we get into aftercare now?
Sure.
Or have you pulled your hand out?
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done with this fisting shit. Let's get her back on her feet.
So the fists are taking care of the fisty by holding them, bringing them water, applying lube for extra hydration afterwards. However, assed is a must. So you really just have to, you know, pat it dry.
I was about to say, don't be a dick. You put a shit ton of lube on that ass, on that pussy ass. Get a towel.
Get a towel. A nice warm towel. Nice
warm towel. Yeah. Don't get a paper towel. That's going to be abrasive.
Nice warm washcloth. Get some nice
wipes, like toilet wipes.
Yeah.
Something soft.
Yeah.
Something soothing.
Yeah.
You know, play some nice music, give him a candle, say it's going to be okay, baby.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. I'm so sorry.
And if she wants a bag of peas, frozen peas after, absolutely. Do it.
Get some frozen peas. Put it on that pussy. But yeah, clean her up a little bit. Don't just dump her off the side of the bed and go to sleep and have her feel like some used up whore. I mean, she is a used up whore, but don't make her feel that way.
Roll over, bitch. That's why we do this.
So we can pretend our girlfriends are whores. Well. She's my whore. Yeah, look after your partner.
Absolutely.
Can I enjoy fisting without a partner? I think we've already answered that question.
Yes, and John will show you the demo on himself.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'm that bendy to get my arm into my ass.
I don't think you're that bendy.
I have put things in my butt, but it wasn't my arm.
No. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
This has been fun.
Hasn't it been fun?
So here we have some comments from people that have done some fisting. Fetish King 69 says, "This has got to be one of my favorite kinks to explore with a like-minded female. Love spending time really stretching and pushing their holes. Love the feeling of their pussy and ass wrapped tightly around my hand. Really keen to try double fisting so one hand is in pussy and the other is in the ass." I mean... Fuck, yeah. And then Douchey says, yeah, I have intrusive thoughts like that too. Okay, here's one. I was absolutely intimidated by fisting, but a dom I trusted immensely was patient and used lots of lube and paired the vaginal fisting with me using a vibrator, and to this day is one of my favorite experiences, the most intense orgasm of my life. And that's exactly what we said, right? A lot of lube.
100%.
Use toys. Have somebody you trust. We said all those things.
Absolutely.
I've been trying to fist my own boy pussy, but I'm not flexible enough for it yet. That's what I said. All right. You've got a comment, right?
All right. Well, I can say that the best orgasm of my life was while I was being fisted. I also required penile stimulation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Masturbation.
I like getting my dick played with when I'm getting pegged.
However, I actually got a three in a row. The third coming when she was pulling her hand out of me. How many men have a full ejaculation from anal play only? Well, it's happened.
I did the first time I played. I did.
See? Yeah. I've seen it happen.
It was great. I didn't expect it. I knew it was possible, but I didn't expect the first time.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Exactly. This other person said, I have never tried, but damn, you putting it like that, I want to try it. What the fuck, man? That's rad.
Right? I'm excited to do some more, too.
another person said, interesting post. I was chatting to a lady who was to keep me in a relationship, pegging me a couple of years ago. Mostly the first thing on my bucket list was to be pegged. And she was saying the exact same thing as the comments here, that it would be that amazing. But unfortunately, her profile was removed and they never really did a follow up. Maybe if there's an experienced lady nearby, they'll contact him.
What? I want to get pegged. The girl said she's going to do it and she didn't. Can somebody else do it, please? Pussy.
Okay, John.
It was me. I wrote that.
Oh, all right.
All right. Well, we learned about pegging, how great it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just fucked it up some more by making fun of it, didn't we?
Absolutely. But we're still number one, bitch.
We're number one because we like to fist those bitches.
All right. All right.
We're done?
Yes, we're okay. Done.
Till next time, make all your, I want to stick my whole fucking hand up your ass fantasies become reality.